Looking out the window of our studio here on the southwest side, the fresh blanket of snow out there. Here in the metro area, probably about 3 to 5 inches, depending on where you reside anyway. Hope everybody got through it okay. Welcome in to a Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. We are presented by Third Base Brewery, located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Resolved to head in to Third Base for a New Year's treat. It's the perfect place to gather when you've got some time away from your grind. Conveniently located, locally owned and operated at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. And they are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class. And again, in 2019. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Gazette, Kyle Mann, our producer here today as we dive into a brand new week here on this Monday afternoon edition of the Gym Class. Busy, busy weekend, and thanks to everybody that stopped out yesterday at the Doubletree by Hilton as we had a great time at the 2019 Z102.9 wedding show. Great to see a lot of folks out there, and hopefully everybody had a good time.
Always successful, and a lot of folks here at the station, Z102.9, Smart FM, ESPN Radio, put in a lot of work. I know I don't do anything, but I see it happen and see it pulled off, and it's always a great event.
You were mentally pulling for us to do well.
I was indeed.
That's what you were doing. That's your impact on it. And, yeah, it was great to see. I think everybody had a great time yesterday, and we got through the fashion show without making any mistakes, I think, as far as the KGYM staff was concerned and everybody else as well. So, yeah, that's a win-win for everybody out there. So brides-to-be, grooms-to-be, whatever the case may be, hope you enjoyed it out there yesterday. The Z102.9 wedding show for 2019, and we now proudly look ahead to 2020.
I'm sure that's already the case, but a lot to get to today on the show. We've got Mike Halas, Gazette sports columnist, coming up at the bottom of the hour, and early entries to the NFL draft. Whoa, Nelly, gone. And one of the iconic sportscasters, Keith Jackson.
Yeah, Keith Jackson. Definitely. You mentioned early entries into the world of the National Football League. We just heard Kyler Murray at the top of the hour from SportsCenter heading on as he is going to be yes and no, I guess, declaring for the draft. Now, at this point, he's got leverage. He's got baseball to fall back on. You're shaking your head.
I was going back in time with Keith Jackson. That was a year ago. And
so somebody's just the anniversary of Keith Jackson.
It was indeed, and why not remember it?
Right, because he was the best as far as college football is concerned.
Yeah, T.J. Hockenson, not surprising, going to the NFL, the fourth Iowa player to do so off the 2018 team. I kind of wonder why it took so long, but many of the stories I've read, Hockenson – seemed to really like college football.
I think it was a harder decision for him than anyone could have imagined. I mean, it's a hard decision, yes. We're not naive enough to not know that, but I think he wrestled with it a lot more than people would imagine. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment. That is our phone number. That is the text line as well, brought to you by Hertin. It's Dr. Jewelers. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. So T.J. Hockenson becomes the fourth Hawkeye to leave early to go to the NFL draft. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned earlier today, coincidentally, I've lost four games. Just one of those things.
I don't know
right?
about the correlation there, but coincidental more than anything else. And another piece of news to come out, Kyler Murray, the Oklahoma quarterback.
Yep.
Heisman Trophy winner, first-round draft pick of the Oakland Athletics, has declared for the NFL draft as well.
Now, he has 72 hours to undeclare as well. Undeclare. Is that, I don't know if that's the right thing, but pull out of the draft if you will. Now, the Major League Baseball is talking about ways to keep him there because, obviously, he is a drawing card. Really, we could be, you know, he could have been slated, even if he makes the decision to go to baseball, to be in the Midwest League this year. And, boy, that would be – I would miss seeing him at the new Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field, if he's not going to be coming in to play baseball for Beloit, I believe it is, the A's affiliate in the Midwest League. So, yeah, it would be disappointing. I will say that, but we'll see. You know, Kyler Murray, if he stays in the NFL draft, is going to be selected somewhere in the top 10 because it's 2019 and quarterbacks are taken in the top 10, no matter if you should be or not. And then they declare later if you're a bust or a boom at that point. 319-366-1600.
Yeah, and the Oakland A's met with Murray over the weekend, and the A's have been granted permission to or been given the ability to award Murray a major league contract. So whether that gives the Athletics any leverage or not, I don't know whether they'll exercise that.
We'll
what would you do out there?
If you were Kyler Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know which one he loves more. Does he love football more? Or does he love baseball more? I guarantee you, Ndamukong Suh and others are not coming after you in center field or wherever the case may be and leveling him like he would be in the National Football League.
The process to make it in either league is a lot quicker in the NFL, is it
Absolutely.
Not?
Absolutely. It could be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Within the first handful of games, could be right out of training camp, could be the starting quarterback. Major League Baseball, like we said earlier, is probably ticketed for the Midwest League if he goes into the Oakland A's system.
Yeah, you're looking at road trips from Beloit to Cedar Rapids, Beloit to Bowling Green, and
not nearly as glamorous as the Oklahoma Sooner football trips, I guarantee you.
Surprising OU couldn't come up with $20 million to keep him.
Huh. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment about Hockenson or Kyler Murray on the text line out there. You got basketball to talk about as well here at 311. Iowa back into the AP Top 25 college basketball poll, I believe at number 23 this week, as the Hawkeyes coming off a terrific defensive performance on Saturday as Iowa knocked off Ohio State, top 25 rated Ohio State. Is it a great Ohio State team? No. Is it a good Ohio State team? Yeah, it's a good Ohio State team, and it was a good win at home. And it was a win that put Iowa back to 500 in the Big Ten, and now they can start to make some hay, starting with the road game at Penn State coming up on Wednesday night.
It was all about the defense. There's no question about it. Iowa played a brilliant zone, got Ohio State in foul trouble.
Right away,
and,
too.
Yeah, and capitalized enough on the offensive end to pull out that victory. The big question now is Tyler Cook's ankle. Have not heard anything on that front, whether he will be able to go this week or he'll be out a while. I don't know.
Then Iowa doesn't play again until Sunday when the Fighting Illini come to town. Right?
Penn State midweek.
Right. Penn State, yeah. Then not till Sunday.
Right.
After that. And so there's a little bit of a time after there. After that, maybe they can get him in for some minutes against Penn State. Maybe it's a situation you keep him on the sideline, and then if you don't need him, you don't play him. If you need him, maybe you get him in a little bit. And then several days after that, 4 days to be exact, to get ready for a home game against an Illinois team that – really, to be honest with you, you should polish off with no problem at home.
I was doing some speculative work today. One of the most dangerous things you can do in college basketball. But nevertheless, I'm
figuring
Iowa could win the next two to get to 5-3 in the league.
Yes.
And then what remains is 6 home and 6 away. What if Iowa split at home and split on the road? It finished 22-9 and 11-9 in the league.
Get you in the tournament.
No, it's going to be some combination, you know, not split home and away. I understand that, but that's a what if.
And it gets you in the tournament. I don't think there's any doubt it gets you into the tournament if you do that, if you're the Hawks. Now you want to do better than that, obviously, if you're Iowa. But if that is your, if that's where the bar is set, as low as it's set, I don't think there's any problem with that. I don't even think you would need to win a game at the Big Ten tournament in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
After Penn State and Illinois this week, Iowa faces home games with Michigan State, Michigan, Northwestern, Maryland, Indiana, and Rutgers.
Not easy.
The away games include Minnesota, Indiana, Rutgers, Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. No Michigan in there.
No, but
still
Indiana.
Six tough trips.
Yeah, you got Indiana in there, and Rutgers is no pushover in Piscataway. And, oh, by the way, your fact of the day. Do you know, Mark Dukes, who holds the consecutive home winning streak mark right now in college basketball? This is a great bar question here, by the way. Who has the longest home winning streak right now, current home winning streak in college basketball?
I give.
The Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Wow.
You would win some. You would win a drink, money, whatever you want to wager if you came up with that. But, yes. That would be the Nebraska Cornhuskers over in Lincoln. So not going to be an easy place to go over there and get a W, especially since Iowa beat Nebraska here in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. You'd like to comment about the Hawkeyes as they topped Ohio State over the weekend to get back to 500 in the Big Ten Conference. News not as rosy for Iowa State, as they fall at home to the Kansas State Wildcats by a point at 58-57. And just what was kind of a disjointed game from the very start for Iowa State. They just really never looked in sync. Give Kansas State a lot of credit because K-State plays really good defense. Really good defense. And with Wade and everybody in there and the experience that Coach Weber's Wildcats have, That's a tough out at any point during the season. Regular season, postseason, I don't care what it is. But K-State kind of controlled that game. Iowa State came back on a couple of different occasions, but you can make a pretty good argument K-State controlled that basketball game.
The magic disappeared for one day anyway at Hilton Coliseum, that's for sure. It came down to the last few seconds and a K-State basket. Probably the most encouraging part of that game was George Condit coming in. He has not seen a whole lot of playing time, but with Solomon Young now out for the season, Cam Lard slowed. Condit did some very good things, but when you only score in the 50s at home, that's not good.
No, it's not. Not very good at all. And right now, Iowa State, you take a look at things, just a week and a half ago, you know, people were talking about, whoa, was Iowa State the team that could knock Kansas out of their regular season win streak as far as the Big 12 is concerned. And much like Northwestern in football, there come the Jayhawks again at 3-1. Haven't wowed you. Only loss on the road at Iowa State, and they're a game behind Texas Tech, who, by the way, Iowa State plays on Wednesday night down in Lubbock. A Texas Tech team quietly, I think, that is 15-1 on the year and 4-0 in the Big 12. And a Texas Tech team that might be the odds-on favorite to knock off Kansas at this point.
Iowa State needs a rebound win, but that's not a place you'd really want to go and get that.
Iowa State loses their three and a half games out of the lead in the Big 12, because Texas Tech would be 5-0, Iowa State would be 2-3, and the Cyclones lost the first go-round to the Red Raiders.
Right.
So this is a huge game coming up, and then Iowa State gets Oklahoma State for the second time this year already, and that will be in Ames coming up on Saturday. So a little bit of an unusual part of the schedule, and then a week from tonight, Iowa State gets Kansas for the second time already this year on Big Monday down in Lawrence. And that's not going to be simple.
No.
That's not going to be simple. But, Oklahoma State's 2-2 now in the league, 8-8. West Virginia's 0-4 in the Big 12.
Very uncharacteristic.
They are having a down year. TCU is at 1-2 now. Texas lost at home the other day. They are now 2-2 in the league. Most of the league is 2-2 or with two losses. 10 teams, and 7 of them are either 1-2 or 2-2 at this point. So, strange start to the Big 12 season out there. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, we have not forgotten about the NFL playoffs. We're going to talk about that when we come back as the championship games are set in both the AFC and the NFC. Stay with us. More to come here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. We'll talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. More to come after this.
We were naive about all things money.
And we maybe put money into places and paid things that we thought were the most important thing, but maybe necessarily big picture weren't always the biggest and best thing to do.
We were just so tired of renting, and you know, we rented at several places. We felt like it was time, we needed help. And so we talked to Joe at DuPaco. That opened the door to us doing a money makeover. It put everything in black and white right before us. We were getting close. We knew we had the right amount of income. We knew that our credit scores had skyrocketed. We just need to find that right home.
Did the application through DuPaco. Joe was able to get us pre-approved, I think, as we were sitting in her office.
We came into the house for the first time. It was awesome. We're so thankful that we had the tools that DuPaco gave us.
Learn the whole story at DuPaco.com/impactful. Equal housing opportunity.
Honey, we should think about our vacation.
Yep, it'll be here before you know it.
Let's check flights and fares from the Quad City International Airport.
Yeah, good call. It's an easy drive to the Quad Cities, and we can figure out what works around everyone's schedules.
And hopefully we can all agree on where to go.
I want to golf and relax on the beach.
I want to shop, but yes to relaxing on the beach.
We actually agree on something.
Hey!
For flights to your favorite destination, look before you book and check fares from the Quad City International Airport. We make travel easier.
As a business person, you know that security is always a concern, but now it can be easily integrated into your computer network. Network Computer Solutions now offers turnkey security systems designed and built for business. From cameras and entry systems to secure video storage, NCS makes it easy for you to keep an eye on your business. NCS knows business networks, and they know how to utilize networks to keep your business safe. Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Back at 3:22 here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class of KGYM. We have coming up tonight for you the Cyclone Coaches Show from Ames, as John Walters will be a guest on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Goon. That'll be coming up here at 4:30, 7 o'clock tonight, is your Cyclone call-in show this evening. That'll be on 1600 AM as Iowa State gets ready to take on Texas Tech. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, where I believe we've got some Kyler Murray talk out there.
Yeah, Ryan, the food delivery guy, wants to know how long Oakland has the rights to him. Say he goes to football and next year decides to go back to baseball. As I understand it, the A's retain his rights. I don't know if it's indefinitely or for a period of years, but I do know they retain his rights for a period of time.
Now, he would have to, if he goes into the NFL draft, he's got to give back his baseball signing.
He does indeed.
Back to the Oakland Athletics. So, yeah, they'll lose out on a great talent in Kyler Murray, but they're not going to lose out as far as anything monetarily is concerned, it looks like. So, yeah. Well, that was...
Put in the bank and draw interest. He's put nice little sum there already.
That was the dice roll that Oakland did when they took Kyler Murray. If he has a great season in 2018, as far as the college football field is concerned, hey, there was never a question that he was going to actually go to the A's.
Did the A's make a mistake allowing him to go back to Oklahoma?
Apparently now. I would say, well, hindsight's 20/20, but yeah, I would say now. By the way, speaking of baseball, I want to remind you the Minnesota Twins caravan is on the road and once again is going to be here in Cedar Rapids. Week from this Wednesday, January the 23rd, it is the 23rd annual Hot Stove Banquet and fundraiser, and that will be at the East Bank Venue and Lounge in downtown Cedar Rapids. Doors open at 5:30. Tickets are $50, include a dinner, a silent auction, a panel talk emceed by Corey Provis, who's going to be a guest of ours next Tuesday, by the way. Not tomorrow, but a week from Tuesday, as the caravan moves along throughout the Midwest. Also, Twins Minor League Player of the Year, former Colonel Alex Kirilloff, is going to be here, scheduled to be here in Cedar Rapids. Proceeds will benefit the Colonel's Take the Lead Community Initiative and the Colonel's Foundation. For more information, go to our website at kgymradio.com. Our own Todd Brommelkamp also emceeing things that night. Looking forward to that. Should be a fun night. Can't believe there have been 23 of those. 22 of them. This will be the 23rd. 319-366-1600. Mike Halas joins us coming up in just a little bit. Championship games are set. That is the subject of our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Access it at kgymradio.com. Which Super Bowl matchup would you most like to see this year? Obviously, four choices. Would you like to see the Patriots-Rams, Patriots-Saints, Chiefs-Rams, or Chiefs-Saints? Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Scott Unas doesn't care. He'll take one of the last two.
I don't care. Although Troy and I would love to see the Chiefs and the Saints go at it.
Mm.
I think that would be beneficial to both of us.
Friendly wager?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to talk to Cage and Troy and see exactly. Let's not put the cart ahead of the horse. The Chiefs have to knock off the 1 million-pound behemoth that is Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the New England Patriots coming up. But what surprised you the most over the weekend? And, yes, I'm biased. I know I'm biased, but there is no doubt in the world. To me, the play of the Kansas City Chiefs defense on Saturday is what surprised me as they stymied the Indianapolis Colts.
It was impressive. Very much improved and not exactly what I expected. I would also say the inability of the Cowboys or the success of the Rams surprised me in that game. And frankly, I thought the Patriots were surprising. I thought New England was vulnerable. How wrong I was. I mean, the home teams, the favorites, won every game. And that surprised me as well.
Yeah, and usually is
not because I took all the dogs in the points in the Emil's Hideaway pick six, but
we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
Or two here. But usually somebody comes through and comes away with, you know, a road victory in the divisional round. Did not happen this year. So you got straight chalk at this point. 1-2 versus 1-2. So best four teams in the National Football League vying for the Super Bowl coming up, you'd say?
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think folks out there, most folks, would like to see New England dispatched and not participate in the Super Bowl.
Just reading things, listening to the conversations on Sports Talk Radio over ESPN, I think I most would agree with you on that. And again, I'm biased. I'm a Chiefs fan, but unless you're a dyed-in-the-wool New England Patriots fan, 90% of the world is going to be rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs, I think, in that game. The bandwagon is filling very rapidly. By the way, weather forecast, that game is going to be the late game on Sunday, so it's going to be a late afternoon, early evening start, and unseasonably cold in Kansas City. They are looking for a kickoff temperature below zero. Not that that's going to matter. New England plays in cold weather. It's just going to be a really cold game. Could be one of the colder championship games. Will not be the coldest championship game ever. That mark will probably never be broken. That would be, of course, Rick Swan, Cincinnati Bengals, hosting the San Diego Chargers way back in the day.
Does that coldness affect the air pressure in a football?
No, don't even start. Don't even start. Hey, to get to the pinnacle, you want to beat the best. And the New England Patriots have been the best. I look forward to the challenge for the Chiefs, and we'll see what happens.
It's just incredible. They've been through like three left tackles, the Patriots, that is. A guy like James White never carries the ball, but caught 15 passes yesterday. Julian Edelman, who has never been to a Pro Bowl, which is wrong. He caught over 100 passes a year or two ago. Very effective. I mean, Belichick seems to be very resourceful.
They're the old school and, team.
You know, and then Gronk catches one for a big 25-yard gain. I don't know. It's just the way they go about things is pretty remarkable.
It is remarkable. And what is more remarkable, I believe this is going to be coming up the 40th playoff game. I believe I heard this right earlier today. The 40th playoff game for Tom Brady in his brilliant career. This is only going to be the eighth time he has not played, I believe they mentioned. Now I don't know if that's eighth road game or eighth time away from Foxborough. But, I mean, think about that, Mark.
Have not played well on the road this year.
They have not.
The Patriots.
Last time they were in Kansas City, by the way, and you know, that's apples and oranges because it was a couple years ago, but the Chiefs just ambushed the Patriots, and Brady got benched during the game. Not saying that's going to happen on Sunday, because I bet it's not going to happen on Sunday. But we'll see. The Chiefs got a chance, Mark. They got a chance. That's all I say.
They shape up to
that's
be two really good games.
Yeah, and then the Rams beating the Cowboys. They'll take on the Saints. Saints got off to a slow start yesterday. Obviously, with the wedding show, we didn't get to see any of the game. But from what I understand, slow start. Maybe a little bit of rust from basically 3 weeks off for the New Orleans Saints, perhaps?
Possibly, yeah. Philadelphia went up 14-0. I figured New Orleans is in a lot of trouble. But then whether it was an adjustments by the Saints or what. I mean, the Eagles did nothing in the second half.
No, they didn't.
And then Alshon Jeffrey drops a pass that he'll catch 95% of the time and falls into the hands of the Saints defensive back, Lattimore, I think it was.
Yeah, but he had two picks yesterday in that game. By the way, Troy Aikman should never be allowed to do a Dallas Cowboys game. Personal opinion. On that
Does that go for Romo, too?
Romo's done Dallas games, and he has not been bad. You can just tell Troy Aikman, and I don't blame the guy, but he lives and dies with the Dallas Cowboys. And he's rooting for the Cowboys.
Does that go for Daryl Johnston, too?
Nope, Daryl does a good job. This is just a Troy Aikman thing.
Okay.
Just a Troy Aikman thing. When he's commenting about the team in the middle of the year, how they need to change things and what. He's too close to the team. And you got to separate it. And he has trouble, much more trouble than the other two separating himself from the Cowboys. Again, my opinion. 3:32. We're going to take a break, come back. Mike Loss will join us. He, of course, was in Iowa City on Saturday for Iowa and Ohio State. We'll talk about that, talk some Iowa State basketball with him, and talk about TJ Hawkinson's decision to go to the NFL and four Hawkeyes, two Cyclones going into the draft. All that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $33.99. See store for restrictions and details.
How does Welch's get over 40 whole grapes into every glass of antioxidant-filled grape juice? Easy. Yeah. force. The world's toughest antioxidants, Welch's. Tough as grapes.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
You know what's smart? Kicking 2019 off by planning which roles your businesses need to hire for. And you can start with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. It's no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL.
.335 back with you on the Gym Class and KGYM. Couple of texts to get to on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line to pass along to everybody out there.
In regards to Kyler Murray, 0520, another Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders, two sports star?
You know, I like to think so, but those days, I think, are gone just because of the intense off-season programs that each sport has.
It's tough to do, yeah. Especially if you're a football quarterback.
Not to say that it was easy back in the Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders days. It was just different.
Now, John Elway played both sports.
For a while.
He was in the Yankee farm system. And then, of course, had a brilliant career with the Broncos, so... 57-31 in regards to college basketball. A week ago, every Cyclone fan was saying if they would play Iowa now, they would beat them easily. What about this week?
Ah, dropping the gauntlet.
Kind of the nature of college basketball.
Indeed. And to talk about that and other things, Michael Haas set to join us right now from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. We encourage you to do so. Give him a follow on Twitter as well, at Haas. That is his Twitter handle. Joins us on Mondays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And Mike, what a difference 10 days can make in the world of college basketball, can it?
Yeah, it's kind of like the weather. If you don't like it, wait 15 minutes, it'll change. And yeah, the texture is points well taken, but I'll tell you what, give me another 10 days and see what happens, you know, or 2 weeks, I should say, because Iowa's got a couple games coming up it ought to win. But then things get real. The Michigans start showing up on the schedule and the Indianas. And, you know, Iowa State, I still think, has a good team. Last week was not so good. In my mind, they gave away two games.
And now they go to Lubbock and take on unbeaten, well, once beaten overall, unbeaten in the conference, Texas Tech.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech can win that league, or at least get a piece of the league title. It's the difference between Kansas and Iowa State is where Iowa State beats Kansas in Hilton. Kansas doesn't lose those games at Baylor. Kansas doesn't get beat by Kansas State at home. And Kansas always seems to win the games it's supposed to win. So until you do that, you're not a real contender.
Regards to Iowa, Ohio State, my opinion, Mike, best Hawkeye defense I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hard-pressed to remember the last, you know, there's so many games, it's hard to remember.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 2 years ago, they closed the regular season with four wins. They didn't make the NCAA tournament, but they had a flourish at the end. They must have had a good defensive game in there, but I haven't bothered to check. But certainly not last year. But it's not a new thing. They had a couple of defensive clunkers on the road against Michigan State and Purdue, which are two pretty good teams. But beyond that, there haven't been – I mean, most of the time it's been pretty consistently good, and last week it really showed up. Since we talked last, they had two really good defensive games in a row. And if you would have said at the top of last week that Iowa gets all three of those games, you would have said that would have been a heck of a week. Well, they did, and by 9 or 10 points each one of them.
Yeah, and first thing you got to do is climb back to the 500 mark before you think of anything. And check that box. Iowa's done it. Now, like you just talked about with Iowa State, like Kansas doesn't lose those games. You got to go to Penn State now. Penn State is, unfortunately, is a dumpster fire right now in basketball. From the coaching staff to right on down, you got to go in there and in front of about 3,000 people win that game.
You do. You do. And, you know, Iowa went there last year and got blown out. It was a different team. This year, I mean, last year's Penn State team, I didn't know this until I looked at it today. Last year's Penn State team won 26 games.
Yeah. Mm.
It's like, what? What? But they won the NIT. I thought they had a really good team last year. It was one of those deals where Big Ten strength of schedule and Penn State's schedule bit them just like Nebraska, and so they couldn't get to the big tournament. They got in the NIT and blew through it. But they had a better team. They've got three of those guys back, but their top player was a sophomore guard named Tony Carr, who scored 20 a game, and he decided to go pro, and he's in Italy right now. So maybe not such a good choice. Maybe it was, considering they're a mess. Their coach got in trouble a couple weeks ago for shoving a player, got suspended a game. He's in his eighth year. They've never been to the NCAA tournament. He's, you know, basically a dead man walking in that program. It's just a bad team. They don't score. Their shooting's atrocious. I think they shoot in Big Ten games, they're shooting 22% from three-point range. They're shooting like 56 or 57% from the foul line. You've got to go in and win this game because they're not a wounded animal. A wounded animal can still hurt you. They're lying on the side of the road just waiting for somebody to, you know, well, I don't want to get too graphic here, but they're a bad team. The way you described it was quite accurate.
It is. And you mentioned the coaching staff probably not going to be around because no matter how the football program is going, how many people they bring into Beaver Stadium. That Bryce Jordan Center, beautiful building, big building, and they're averaging, you know, 3,000 or so, and it just looks horrible.
Yeah, it's a mausoleum for basketball. It's just one of those mysteries. How come in a state where there are basketball players in Pennsylvania, you know, on both sides of the state, but they've never gotten it going there. Even when in the rare years when they've had good teams, they don't sustain it. And Patrick Chambers, the coach, he started working Philadelphia and brought in Tony Carr and other players from Philly. And like I said, last year they were good, but it didn't last. And it's just not a place for basketball. And, you know, if you want to be somebody, I mean, Michigan State went in there yesterday, won by 15 points, and didn't feel like it played very well. I heard Izzo's comments. He wasn't happy. So that's where they're at. When you beat them by 15, you don't feel good about yourself. Iowa could really stand to go into a place like that, win a game by 15, you know.
Tyler Cook back from his knee issues Saturday, but then goes down in a heap with an ankle injury. Mike, what did you see at the time, or perhaps in the news conference or in the hallways?
Well, I can't shed any light on that. Here's the one thing that I've learned about covering Iowa basketball this winter is you don't know anything about anything when it comes to injuries because nobody seems to shoot straight about it. And they've had probably every form of ankle injury this season already. Cook looked like he was in a whole lot of pain when that happened and was helped out of the main arena. He was then seen later hobbling under his own power, but it doesn't, with an ankle, you don't know anything, you know, until the icing has begun and a couple days later. I mean, I've heard both ends of the spectrum, that this is a serious thing or that he might play Wednesday night. Iowa listed him in the starting lineup in the game notes that it put out today, but I wouldn't take that to I can't think of the word. The rotary,
the bank.
Yeah, it's not worth the paper it's printed on. It's like, I'm sure tomorrow McCaffrey's got a teleconference tomorrow with reporters, and I'm sure that he'll get asked, and he won't give a very definitive answer. And I don't know what the deal is. If they're just so sensitive down there now to the HIPAA law, or quite what? And I understand it. I mean, it's a state institution, and you've got to be really careful when you're talking about this stuff. So, but I don't know. When I saw Wieskamp get hurt at Michigan State in December, I thought he's hurt. He's going to be out a while. He played the next game. So you never know, especially with ankles.
Michael Oss joining us on the Monday edition of the Gym Class at 3:45. Speaking of the freshman from Muscatine, Joe Wieskamp, I'm not going to say his push in play, because he's had a pretty good freshman season. Not a lot of dips as far as his play so far, but his play has kind of corresponded to Iowa's hot streak here as of late anyway. Are we figuring a correlation here in the play?
Well, it certainly contributes to it a lot. I mean, his game at Northwestern was, in my mind, his best college game so far. Just, I think he turned that game around. And it wasn't just scoring, although he did lead the team in scoring, but it was just an all-around game. And he's a better defender than I think anybody had any right to expect from a freshman. I don't know what he doesn't do. I mean, he's got an inside-outside game, and he defends. He's a good passer. He's got length. Just, you look at the last 20 years of Iowa basketball recruits, and, he's in that upper echelon. There's no question. So they did get a good one there. But it's been more than him. I mean, I think everybody who played Saturday against Ohio State did good things in one form or another.
Yeah, for one game anyway, I thought Jordan Bohannon showed he can win without putting a lot of points on the board. I think he had five maybe. And
did get his 1,000th point.
Got to 1,000, but he had, 8 assists, and I think his defense has improved quite a bit as well out there on the point.
I do too. He played good defense in that game. He had a couple of steals and did a lot of denying. And it was his aggressiveness in transition was really good. And we've seen a lot of that from him over the last month. He's a good player, I mean, his first 2 years, you couldn't say he was a great defender, but I think that he's – like a lot of guys on this team, has worked at it and has gotten better. And look, if he hasn't gotten better on defense, their team defense, it's very noticeable, So, and he's in there in the clutch. Connor McCaffrey had been playing a lot of games down the stretch with Bohannon, but lately it's been Bohannon. And boy, he had 6 points, I believe, Saturday, but I thought he had a really good game.
Text line 5786 pointing out Moss has been the only fully healthy player this season. And I would add to that.
That's not true, unless I don't know something. Bear and Daly haven't had anything, at least nothing that's been discussed.
True.
And they've played every game.
Moss has been very consistent, I thought, in the last 3-4 games.
Much more consistent.
Yeah. Another guy who I think his defense has gotten better. Bohannon talked about it at length after Saturday's game. Just, you hear this stuff, and sometimes you wonder, okay, is this just talk or exaggeration? But he said that, they took time off after the season ended, but they came back in April, and that's what they keyed in on right away, which That was no revelation. That was their problem spot. They had a good offense last year, and they went 4-14 in the conference. They had the kind of offense that should have taken them to the NCAA tournament, but their defense broke them. And so, it's just that simple. It's like you've got to get better, or you're going to get embarrassed again. And simple pride plus a year more of experience, I think you're seeing a difference. You know, will you see it on an every night basis? Probably not, but who does?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're giving themselves a chance for the NCAA tournament. I don't know where things are going to go. And, you know, I want to see Tyler Cook come back with a clean bill of health before I make any proclamations of future success. For the people out there who think that this team's better off without Tyler Cook, don't apply for any jobs in basketball. I won't say you're out of your mind, but in this one particular instance, you're quite wrong.
Yeah, I would agree with that. TJ Hockenson made it official today, and I think he wrestled with this decision. I don't think this was cut and dry for him. And, you know, maybe I'm just reading too much into this, but he is going to go to the NFL draft, and that makes four Hawkeyes and two Cyclones that'll put their names in early.
That's a lot of talent. It really is. With Hockenson, no, I don't think he likes the idea of leaving. Maybe not a bit. But, you know, these guys, they do this, they want to go to the NFL. Well, if the NFL's saying, we're ready for you right now, pal, there aren't very many of them who say, nah, I think I'll wait a year. Any accountant will tell you that's not the right career move. So he's going off to get paid, and good for him. And I'm sure that he, you know, was racked by misgivings about it in some ways, but in the way that counts, it's the right move.
Very true. And it opens up that tight end spot. Sean Beyer, provided he can come back from the injury, he along with, you know, Drew Cook.
Had a couple good freshmen coming in as well.
True, couple good freshmen. Mm-hmm. Weeding is back again, but he was more of a blocking guy. But they're going to need a couple of guys to emerge at the tight end spot, whoever that may be.
Well, here's the thing about good college football programs. These guys always emerge. I mean, how many months ago was it when we didn't even and never even heard of T.J. Hockenson?
Mm-hmm.
16 months, 15 months?
Yeah.
You know, he came – I mean, he didn't – I mean, they recruited him and they liked him, but he just – he came out of nowhere. Really. And, you know, there's always the next one and the one after that and the one after that. But that said, they had some rare animals at tight end this year and the last 2 years. The likes of Noah Fant and T.J. Hockenson, they don't come along very often. And I know people are saying George Kittle, too. George Kittle is... He did very nicely at Iowa, but what Fant and Hockenson did were, well, you know, Fant was the Big Ten first team all-conference tight end as voted by the coaches, and Hockenson won the John Mackey Award. I mean, 50 years from now, people will look back at that, people who care about this stuff, and they'll say, you know, how is that possible?
Flag and Cook were pretty good in, you know, mid to late 80s, but...
Yeah, right. But, I mean, and Dallas Clark, too.
Yeah, but not a duo.
But you know what? Dallas Clark didn't have Noah Fant or T.J. Hockenson also catching passes, scoring touchdowns, and, you know, grabbing his own piece of the glory.
Yeah. Now they're going to be grabbing a lot of money. All six of those guys,
yeah.
We think.
It's
anywhere.
Like Haas in fantasy golf drafts, so I've heard. Anyway.
All right, my friend.
No comment.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it as always, and we'll look forward to talking with you again next Monday.
Okay.
Michael Oss of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Joins us on Mondays. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Haloss. We'll take a break, come back. We'll get to the pick six results when we return after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
On January 21st, the Rotary Club of Cedar Rapids will recognize 8 students for their contributions to their schools and community. Join these exceptional seniors being honored at the 4th Annual Service Above Self Awards Luncheon at the Doubletree by Hilton Convention Complex.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Your savings will soar even higher with Fairfax State Savings Bank. Right now, with special CD rates, your money can skyrocket by up to 3.30% annual percentage yield, or APY, for a term of 61 months. When your savings rise, it means more for your family, your future, and your peace of mind. These special CD rates are available now at Fairfax State Savings Bank. $5,000 minimum to open. Limited time offer. Get details at thebankhere.com. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Hawkeyes. Iowa Book's goal this week is to make your shopping easy. Iowa Book has added extra staff, extra cash registers, and is open extra hours. Save money by choosing less expensive used or rental textbooks. Iowa Book also has all your necessary school supplies and Hawkeye gear. Iowa Book is open this Monday through Friday, 9 till 8. Downtown Iowa City, across from the old Capitol since 1920.
Iowa Book! One of a kind bookstore.
Play football.
Play quarterback.
Check, Blue 89.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play baseball.
Play shortstop.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Play volleyball.
Play the net.
Alexa, play KGYM.
Your smart speaker is your home radio now, so just say, Alexa, play KGYM to listen to the Gym Class, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, or area high school and college sports. Play ball! Play KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Diane, word around the office is you're thinking about quitting.
Dave, I'm sorry you had to find out from someone else.
It's really hard to find great employees like you, so I'd like to make you a counteroffer.
Dave, why are you pulling up your shirt? What is that?
It's a tattoo of your face on my lower back. So what do you say? Diane?
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Today and every Monday, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Tune in from 4 to 7 right here on KGYM. Randy's Flooring. Local flooring experts by design.
That's coming up next, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We got to let you know who the winner is in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Very interesting week in the Pick 6 in more ways than one. We had a three-way tie among Todd, Alex, and Dave Alec, who represents Emil's Hideaway on the panel. By virtue of not going over on the tiebreaker, Todd gets 279 and Mahomes pass for 278.
Happened to me once, too. I missed it by one.
Dave is declared the winner, his second individual win. And Kyle and I were on pins and needles in the Eagles game because we both entered at 0-5, right, Kyle?
Good Sunday night for us, though. Very good Sunday night.
Avoided the double lunch pie for the panel.
Oh, double lunch pie. Could have been.
And John from Columbus Junction benefits. He's the winner of a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway, as he picked Dave.
Anna, awesome. Friday. Very good. Enjoy your trip to Cedar Rapids and enjoy a great meal over at Emil's. We'll pick the championship games and some other stuff coming up on Friday with the latest edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. It's tough to pick pro games. Very tough.
Just look at my record.
Nobody was over 3-3 this week with the panel. All right, coming up tomorrow, Wyatt Schultz will be joining us. We'll talk some wrestling. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way next, KGYM.